Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Richter's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. You remember Sam. Sam's been with us before. Sam is the president of James J. Hill Library and the Reference Library, and it's named for a great empire builder, actually not just an empire builder. Some people say the empire builder, and we're going to get Sam to explain to what the about the libraries that he works with, that he's in charge of, and who this benefactor was that we all have to be thankful to. Sam Richter, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be back again. I'm always a big fan of yours, and it's just great to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Tell us about James J. Hill.
Well, James J. Hill, I suppose, is the prototype entrepreneur that we all kind of look to and aspire, kind of the Bill Gates of his time, if you will. James J. Hill grew up in poverty in Canada. He grew up with, I suppose at the time, was a pretty good education, equivalent of a seventh grade education. And he moved to a city that a lot of people hadn't heard of, St. Paul, Minnesota, had recently changed its name.
Back in the middle of 18th century.
Yeah, this would have been
the middle of 19th century, I should say.
Yes, it would have been about 1850, 1856, right around in there.
Yeah.
And you know, St. Paul had just changed its name from Pig's Eye, Minnesota, so it was truly a frontier town. And Hill came to St. Paul and started to do traffic, work on the riverboat traffic, and became fairly successful at that. Built a warehouse, and then it's kind of one of these interesting twists of fate. If you've ever been to St. Paul, the river's kind of down in this valley area, and the main area of St. Paul is up on this cliff. And they were shipping, all this freight on these boats, and then they would put the freight on these, horse-drawn carriages, and then bring it up top of the hill and figure out how to get it to places. And so Hill said, "Why don't we put a train down by the river so then we can unload the stuff a lot quicker?" And I'm taking liberties, obviously, a little bit here, but basically what he did is he got into the train business, the railroad business, and one of the unique things that Hill did, at the time there were a lot of wealthy folks getting into the train business, you know, the Harrimans, the Rockefellers, the Morgans of the world. A lot of the other people were considered what kind of are clumped together as robber barons. So they would build these trains because they got land on either side of the track. So it was basically a massive land grab. And Hill actually wanted to run a train. So he built a railroad that was actually quite profitable. That actually worked. A lot of the other railroads were fairly shabbily built, if you will. Hill built a train that worked, a railroad company that worked. Fast forward a few years, there was the panic of the late 1890s, where a lot of companies in the United States went bankrupt. Hill went in and with partners. At this time now, he's partnering with some of the wealthiest, most politically connected people of the world, and became the empire builder. Bought what is today Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and it was actually broken up by the first act of the Sherman Antitrust Act, but was probably one of the most powerful businessmen of his time. Basically opened up trade between the Midwest and Seattle, the upper Northwest of the United States. Was one of the first to do trade with Asia, and upon his retirement he got into the banking industry, bought a couple banks, which is today U.S. Bank. So he was a pretty successful guy that came from nothing and became known, as you said, the empire builder.
And as he began thinking of retirement, he started thinking about things that, this is the way I see things. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. He got to thinking, you know, I would like to have had some help with some things, and so I'm going to bequeath some of my wealth to helping future entrepreneurs.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he. The city of St. Paul wanted to throw a grand party for Mr. Hill, you know, kind of in celebration of the Golden Spike, you know, linking the West Coast and Midwest and all of the great things that he had done. And, you know, Hill, being the practical man that he was, basically told the city, hey, save your money. I've got some land down in downtown St. Paul here. I'm going to build a private library, and I'm going to build a library where people can get stuff that they normally can't get anywhere else in the country. And I want you guys to take the other half of the land, and I'll give you the land. You guys take that money you were going to throw for a party and build a public library. So the James J. Hill Library is actually, if you look at it, it looks like one big building, the James J. Hill Library and the public library. In actuality, there's actually two separate buildings there. There's two separate foundations. We're actually separated by an interior airspace. But it is it looks like one building, one nice building, beautiful building from the outside.
And when was that building built?
That was in 1921.
Yeah.
And Hill, unfortunately, never lived to see it. He worked with the architect to draw up the plans, and then he passed away. And then his wife took over the project, and she is the one who actually made the endowment, made the first donation to the library. And unfortunately, she passed away as well before it ever opened.
Well, and of course, you have the physical presence of the library there. But what's really exciting is that you don't have to go to St. Paul to be a beneficiary of the foresight and the benevolence of Mr. Hill, because their websites aren't there, Sam.
Well, there are, Jim. That's exactly correct. In the Hill Library, for 60 years of its existence, was really a specialized library, kind of covering things, like I said, that other libraries wouldn't have. And in the 70s, our board decided to focus on business information, and in particular, practical business information to help entrepreneurs and small businesses. So not if you're looking for a book on, say, the theory of human resource management, you're not going to find it there. If you're looking for information on companies, on industries, detailed market research reports, that's the kind of stuff that we have. And so we were a nice walk-in library for virtually about 80 years, serving a dwindling population. You know, I think when I arrived in 2001, we had maybe 12 to 15,000 walk-in visitors. And our board challenged us. They said, you know, how can we become the nation's small business library? We're a nonprofit organization, but we're also a private organization, meaning we don't receive tax dollars. We're not tied to a city. We're not tied to a university. So literally, we can serve the country, if not the world, and that's what our board challenged us to do. And we created a number of different web properties, everything from free services for people who just want information to membership-based premium services.
And that's at jjhill.org, right?
Yep, jjhill.org, and click on the research tab on the left side, and it'll get you to all of our site.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back and talk some more about how you can use this resource to your advantage. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with Sam Richter. He's the president of James J. Hill Library. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, just north of Houston on I-45, and having a great time here blending small business and golf together. And Sam Richter is our guest. Sam's the president of James J. Hill Libraries. Sam, I said Administaff combining small business and golf is like Hershey's combining peanut butter and chocolate and making the Reese cup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just, isn't that perfect?
Oh, I think, you know, it was interesting. You know, I was speaking with some folks last night, and we were talking about the amount of business that's done on the golf course. It's still amazing me. It's still just amazing to me in the days of, the internet and text messaging and telephones where we're all so busy that, getting away on a golf course. I mean, think about this for a second, Jim. When was the last time that you got together with a prospective client or business partner you get them for 4 hours.
Right.
And you have, and cell phones aren't even allowed. There's no laptops, no cell phones, no LCD projectors. And by the way, people have to be, people kind of expose who they are on the golf course, right? You know, you can tell if someone's honest.
That's the thing.
You know, it's just a beautiful way to do business, I think.
It's a little human experience that's almost unrivaled in any other thing you can do, as you say, mm-hmm. to find out how people deal with adversity. Because when I play golf, there's a lot of adversity, uh-huh. Sam, and if you find, as you say, you find out how they deal with honesty and how they get along with folks, and it's a great experience, and I recommend people take it up.
Yeah.
Sam, let's get back to the Hill Libraries, because I want my audience to know how they can use it to their advantage. There is a free section there where people can go and can do research, can't they?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We've got a number of free products, and let me tell you about a couple of them. The first one is called Biz Toolkit. So it's biztoolkit.org. And what we've done is we've kind of organized the business intranet, if you will. You know, if you go back and you think about a physical library, you don't walk into a physical library and say, you know, when you walk in and say, hey, I'd like a book on business planning. The librarian doesn't open up a door and say, you know, here's the 17 million books that have been published. That's Google. What you get in a physical library is you walk in, you say, hey, I'd like some information on business planning. And they say, you know, here's the 50 best books on the topic. And by the way, we've organized them into categories and subcategories for you. Here's the bookshelf. So that's what the Biz Toolkit is. We've basically gone online, and we've taken some of the best business researchers in the world, and we've said, find us the best websites related to different stages of business. And then we've kind of mixed in some Hill Library databases that we've developed and some other tools and resources. And in a sense, it's kind of your one-stop shop. If you're looking for business information, you can, you're going to find stuff that Google doesn't find. Many people don't know, but as large as Google is, it actually indexes a very small percentage of the Internet.
That's right.
And so we try to put all the rest of this stuff into Biz Toolkit. And so when you're looking for sample business plans, you don't get 100 million results. You go into the sample business plan area, and you know what? These are the 16 best websites in the world. They're objective, they're credible, and they've been rated by the Hill staff. So, you know,
you
take the guesswork out of it.
The thing that I like about what you guys do, as opposed to what, say, Google does, I think Google would agree with you. They don't claim to be targeted the way the Hill Library does.
Right.
I mean, if I want to find out what does the world know about business planning or buying a business or whatever it might be, making a sale, then I'd go to Google.
Sure.
Google will tell me what the world knows about this. But if I want to know what I need to know about those topics, that's why I would go to the James J. Hill Libraries.
And again, the other nice thing is a lot of what's on the Internet is what's called the invisible web. Just to put it in perspective, there's about 500 billion web pages. At least that's what the experts claim. I haven't counted
right.
it, Jim. But about 500 billion web pages. And, you know, Google says they get to about 15 billion of them. So that
right.
leaves a lot of the Internet that is untapped.
Yeah.
And the easiest way to describe those kinds of sites is places where you have to go to register to get the information. So Google
right.
can't register, so it can't tell you what's there. And we try to find a lot of those places. And there's an incredible wealth of information online. If you know where to look, we just take the guesswork out of that on Biz Toolkit.
But now, some of these things you do have a small charge for, right?
Some of them, yeah. We actually we have a program, an upgrade to Biz Toolkit called Biz Toolkit Pro. That's $8 a month. What Biz Toolkit Pro gets you, it gets you copies of magazines for free that we've made some deals on, some other premium resources. The big thing that you get with Biz Toolkit Pro is you get our proprietary Live Help program. And imagine this, Jim. What Live Help does is anytime you're stuck looking for information, I call it the 10-minute rule. I'm on Google. I'm on Biz Toolkit. Doesn't matter. Anytime I'm stuck, I spend more than 10 minutes looking for something, I go into Biz Toolkit Pro, I click the Live Help button, and one of our master's-level researchers actually will take hold of my internet browser and search for me. So I can sit on my hands and watch as the cursor moves around my screen, stuff gets typed in, and then we send an email transcript along with all the – it's an instant messaging a session we have, so you actually are interacting with the business researcher. And then we're clicking and finding sites for you. So it's kind of
and all, and all of that's available at jamesjhill.org. You can
yep.
go to the left side and find all the different websites that are there available to you just for small businesses. Sam, good job today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all that you guys do at James J. Hill Libraries.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you do to help America's small business.
James, Sam, and by the way, Sam's got a new book coming out that we're going to launch very soon on this show about cold calling, about selling. I can't wait to tell you more about that. Got to go for this hour. No, actually, for just for now, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.